This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It has been 7 weeks now since those extra unemployment benefits that tens of millions of people had been depending on went away. Neela talked about that. It's been 5 weeks since President Trump's temporary and partial replacement took effect using FEMA disaster relief money. And it has been 5.5 months since Congress passed the CARES Act. And as Sudeep and Neela and I were talking about, we are nowhere on more government money help for this economy, possibly not till after the election. So how is that working out in our personal economies? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
At the end of July, about 25 million jobless Americans suddenly lost $600 a week in federal benefits from their weekly unemployment checks, leaving the typical recipient with $325 a week on average across the country. President Trump's pandemic unemployment replacement scheme, announced in early August, was slow to get off the ground, says economist Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation.
The stopgap that was put into place was tardy and insufficient, and it's already running out.
So far, about 20 states have distributed the FEMA benefits, most at $300 a week. More states have applied for their FEMA money, which is capped at $44 billion nationwide, enough to cover just 6 weeks of benefits.
Almost as soon as people get the money, you know, they won't be getting it anymore.
By Stettner's calculation, about $10 billion in extra jobless benefits have been paid out so far under Trump's so-called lost wages assistance program, compared to $68 billion that would have gone out if the original $600 a week payments had continued. Johanna Mayer, a healthcare worker, is trying to cope with the loss of that extra federal money. She lives in Maryland and has 3 elementary-age kids, all at home right now. She and her husband have been out of work since the pandemic hit. Both have received unemployment. She's been struggling since their federal pandemic benefits ended in July.
I mean, it's a significant difference. Our rent alone is $2,000 a month.
Maryland just announced it'll start paying out the extra $300 a week in benefits, but it hasn't cut any checks yet. For Mayer and her family.
So now I'm trying to survive and pay our rent, our bills, and our food on what amounts to $645 a week. I mean, it's not survivable here.
According to a poll by Ipsos, 3 out of 4 Americans support additional payments to people unemployed due to coronavirus. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.